This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. There are plenty of reasons most live jazz takes the form of duos, trios, quartets, or maybe a quintet. The fewer people in the ensemble, the fewer challenges setting up rehearsals. A smaller venue will do just fine. And splitting a paycheck three or four ways is better for the bottom line than splitting it, say, 12 ways. But get enough of the right players together, and a big band can produce a glorious sound. That's a demo recording of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, a big band with horns, percussion, guitar, and more, performing Birdland.
We have 18 members in the group. It's a very large band. And we figure if the music thing doesn't work out for us, we'll just start a street gang or something.
Your three hockey teams there.
Yeah. A lot of different directions we could go with this.
Ben Harris plays guitar in the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. He's 1/18th of that ensemble. Friday night, the Fayetteville Jazz Collective will perform at the UARC Ballroom on Dixon Street, beginning at 8.
It was the idea of, I believe it was Nathan McLeod, who plays saxophone with us, and Chase Cavalier. It started with a conversation between the two of those guys, and they knew enough musicians in the area that they could put something together. And at first, it was something that we just got together once a week just for fun, just to read some music and play and maybe do a gig sometime. And it's grown incredibly within the first year. It's huge now.
So let's see. When you think jazz and large bands, you might think Dorsey or Glenn Miller or something, Duke Ellington along that line?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We play a lot of that material. We do a lot of Count Basie stuff, a lot of Duke Ellington, a lot of big band, classic big band music, you know, from the golden age of big bands. But we also play a lot of modern music, stuff that's been written within the last 20 years. And we have a handful of charts written by Rick Salonen, who's a local guy, teaches at the U of A, and just a wonderful composer. We've also got a couple of things by Dr. James Greason, who teaches at the U of A. So we've got some original music that you won't hear any other big band playing. So we're very proud of that. And actually, we just added a new member about 2 weeks ago, a gentleman named Fernando Valencia, who plays auxiliary percussion, meaning congas and bongos and things like that. So we're doing a lot of Latin jazz material also. So hopefully there'll be some salsa dancing going on. But we're just constantly trying to expand the sound of the group.
So this group swings.
Absolutely. Swings hard.
How many members? I mean, you know, because the height of the big band, not necessarily the music we associate with big band, but of the large ensembles of jazz, passed some time ago, and for a lot of reasons. I mean, you've got 18 people, and you're trying to tour, you're paying 18 people.
Oh,
plus.
Yeah.
How many members of the band are old enough to remember that peak era?
Probably none of them. But, you know, I mean, what we're trying to do is to keep that tradition alive and build on it, not just, you know, we're not just a band that plays.
You're not nostalgia.
Exactly. We want to play new music, mix it in with the old, and just keep that tradition going, and we just have a whole lot of fun.
What's the difference if you're on stage with 17 or 18 musical colleagues playing together, or you're in a trio or a quartet?
Oh, it's a huge difference.
In how you play?
Yeah, absolutely. As a guitar player, it's very different. If I'm in a trio, then I have to do a whole lot more than I do if I'm in a big band. And the big band is all about the horns. So as a rhythm section player, my role is more of a supporting role. And that's true also of the drums and the piano and the bass, and the horns really get to shine. But at the same time, they can't do it without us. You know, we're the ones driving the train over there, so... So it's a very different mindset than playing in a smaller group. And it's really relaxing because you don't have to do as much as you do in a smaller group. So it's nice for me just to be able to sort of sit back and listen to the music.
Friday night's concert from 8 until 11 will be inside the UARC Ballroom, a venue that's perhaps better suited for the Fayetteville Jazz Collective than any other in downtown Fayetteville. The lighting, setting, and acoustics should do the big band well.
You know, they have this kind of 1950s New York basement nightclub kind of vibe to it, where you when you first walk in, there's a little set of stairs going down onto the dance floor. And it's just so cool and so perfect for what we do. And the sound is great for the size of our band. With all the brass instruments and just with the sheer number of people that we have, if we're in a room where there's a lot of natural echo, it can get sort of, it can be a little overwhelming. So the ballroom has sort of a dry, direct, focused kind of sound, which works really well for us. And we really enjoy playing there.
What have you, do you have the set list ready to go?
We're working on that. We're working on that. It's, you know, we have, there's a handful of things that we always play, but we do try to sort of change the set list up as much as we can from gig to gig, because we don't want to get locked into one thing. We want to present something new every time people come to hear us.
What are rehearsals like?
Rehearsals can be kind of intense because we don't have a conductor. We don't have one person who's like in a director's position. So it really is a very communal effort with everybody kind of throwing out ideas. And sometimes it can get heated. It can get intense. Can get interesting.
Passionate.
Passionate. Very passionate. That's a good word. Everybody is just so enthusiastic about this band and wants it to be as good as it can be. And so there are a lot of strong opinions about how to approach certain things from a musical perspective. But we're very good at keeping it in perspective and realizing that, hey, we're all friends here, and at the end of the day, it's just music. It's not worth, you know, a fist fight. So
I would imagine this is, everyone who's in this is doing it because they love the music. I mean, most musicians do that anyway.
Right.
But you're not getting rich. You're doing this because you want to do it.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to get rich playing jazz anyway. And if you've got 18 people in the band, I mean, it's, forget it, you know. We're lucky to get gas money for everybody. But you know, it's amazing the number of people that come out to these shows and get up and dance and just have a great time. And a lot of times people are just so surprised that they enjoy it as much as they do. Because I think that, you know, in this day and age, not a lot of people sit around on Saturday nights listening to their big band records. So a lot of times it's something that they've never heard before, or maybe they've heard it on an album or they've seen it on TV. But being in the room with it, with all that energy and all that sound, it's just, it's an experience. It really is.
There are many musicians your age and older who live in areas about this size who probably would love to have this opportunity and may never get to.
Right, right. And I mean, it's a really unique thing for this area because we're not affiliated with a school or anything like that. We're basically just a local band who does something different. And the main thing that I would like people to know is that they're going to hear something different when they come out to hear us. They're going to have a good time. They're going to want to get up and dance. Even if this isn't your favorite type of music, even if it's the type of music you think that you're not really interested in at all, you're still going to have a great time listening to us, and you're still going to want to get up and dance.
This summer, you were part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. You were on stage at Walton Arts Center with
Tom Tirado.
Tom Tirado, who's doing a lot of Sinatra stuff.
Right, right.
I was out of town. So unfortunate that I had to be gone. I bet that was a kick.
That was a blast. I mean, that was something that none of us had ever done anything like that. And we'll probably never get to do it again because of the way that the stage was set up was so unusual. You know, they decided to put the band and the audience and the dance floor all on Baumwalker stage. And so the band was positioned at the front of the stage with our backs to what is normally the seating. So they, you know, the people at the Walton Arts, I mean, God bless them, they got in there early that day and all the PA equipment and all the sound had to be turned around to face the opposite direction. And, you know, set up seating on the stage, which they never do. But it was so much fun. It was such a unique experience. It was much more intimate than it would have been in a traditional setup. And it really had kind of an old kind of nightclub feel to it. And, you know, we had the dance floor, and it was just a blast. It was great.
Any chance you will ever record?
We're planning on doing that. That's kind of on the horizon. We need to get a few more original compositions going in the band. We've got about, I think, about six charts that that Rick Salen has written, and a few other things in the works right now. So as soon as we get, I'd say, 10 or 12 original pieces, I think we'll probably do that.
And you can't speak for Rick, I understand, but I wonder when you're doing charts for a large jazz band collective, I wonder, well, you've got a lot to think about.
Oh, yeah. It's very complicated. It's a very intricate process. And, you know, you have to make sure that everybody has a part to play, that all of the parts fit together. But at the same time, you got to make sure that everybody has a good part to play. Because sometimes with music like this where there's 18 different parts, the individual parts may not be all that interesting. But the more interesting that you can make them, the better the player is gonna play them, because they're going to enjoy playing their part more, and it'll sound good to them.
Sounds like a musical Rubik's Cube.
It really is. It really is. I mean, it's a big challenge writing for a big band, and Rick does a great job with it. And there's a couple other guys in the band that write for this size ensemble as well. But it's a lot of work, for sure. It's very time-consuming.
Ben Harris plays guitar and is one of the members of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. The 18-member ensemble will perform Friday night, beginning at 8, at the York Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Admission, $10. You can learn more at FayettevilleJazzCollective.org or at their Facebook page. And this is another demo recorded by the band, Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train, made famous first by the Duke Ellington Band.